internet. Well, we're happy to have each one of you here today.
很高兴每一位啊，在这里敬拜的弟兄姐妹朋友们。
I trust that God has given you a good week.
我相信上一周过得很好。
Today, as we are in this particular time, that we are going to do something very special this morning.
今天早上是我们很特别的一个主日哈，我们有一个很特别的啊仪式。
Mrs. Shi has asked that I would speak on the ministry itself.
所以呢，啊，妈咪就被请求能够讲关于这个服事方面的。
Actually, I guess she didn't ask me to do it, but she asked me to preach, and I thought, well, this is what we need, something on ministry today.
Yes, Pastor Tim did. Yeah. 所以啊，牧师也请他了，不是我了哈，就是我们今天很特别哈，但是本来就是排到他讲道。
You know, I really, what we have up here, the privilege of ministry, I really feel that deeply.
当我这样说服事是一种权益的时候，我心里面很深深的就是这样的一个感受。
I think somehow, in our worldly notions that we were brought up in, we grew up in it, it was given to us, it was fed to us, it was told to us, that success is making money.Be able to buy things, have power, then we are successful.
那从我们这个成长的环境里面，这个世界给我们的看法是说，我们要追求成功。什么叫成功呢？就是拥有不管是物质方面的，或者是权势方面的，或者是各方面你拥有的，叫做成功。
But actually, this is what the world has taught us down through many, many areas.Not in the used to be in the older day, but in this day that we live in, this is what really matters.
特别是这个时代啊，我们常常有这样的一个世界的观念，我们要追求这些。
But you know, we have to begin to think differently.
那我们事实上要有不同的想法。
Because we are children of God.
因为我们是神的儿女。
We're part of His kingdom.
我们是神国度里面的国民之民。
Maybe you don't think of it that way.
或许你平常不太，就是没有这样想。
He talked about His kingdom in heaven and His kingdom on earth.
因为神跟我们讲到说呢，天国在天上，那我们也祷告让它能够在地上。
Verse actually, when He gave that parable about that man, the one that owned all these different things, came to His servants.And he said, now to this one I'm going to give you 20 cities, to this one 10, and to this one I'm going to give you what talents and one talent.
那在圣经里面有这样的一个比喻，就是耶稣呢说有一个主人拥有所有的这些一切啊，然后就分给这些下面的人说给你多少，给你多少，给你多少，让你去管理。
And finally there came a reckoning day.
那有一天呢，到这个交账的时候。
And that is when the master came back.
就是主人回来要面对他的时候。
And he began to look.At what they had done.
他就开始要提交验收了哈，就是说到底你们做的怎么样。
And you know the rest of the story. They doubled theirs, but the one that had one buried it so that he would have that at least to give back.
那我们都很熟哈，就是说其中有一个，他有好几个比喻关于这个主人给仆人，但是有一个就是说给他五千的，他又赚回五千，两千的又赚回两千，有这样的一个结果。
You see, this is actually a picture of what God expects of His kingdom on earth.
那这个是神给我们的一个让我们知道说到底他的国度在地上是怎么回事。
I don't really want to call it the privilege of ministry, but a privilege of serving.
那I translate that way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. 其实他本来是说这个事工里面会造就的权益。那我知道他的意思，我把它就是把它搬成服事的权益，我们去服事的时候的权益。
Ministry sounds like something that you have to go study for.
那所谓的这个事工本身，我们需要训练，我们需要学习。
That you sort of have to go to that. We can't make money then. We can't. We just have to minister for the Lord.
那我们呢要去管理。我们为主的缘故，我们要去做管理的工作。
So actually, what we are children of God in our inheritance.
那我们是神的儿女，我们所拥有的事实上是我们从神那里好像财产一样承传给我们的。
But Jesus told us what we really were going to be is servants.
但是呢，乘船好像感觉我们很富有哈，但是耶稣提醒我们，事实上我们在管理这些的时候，我们是一个仆人的角色。
To us in this day, servant sounds sort of, I don't know that I want to be a servant.
仆人不太想做。
And so we sort of feel like, you know, I am a child of God. I asked him to forgive my sins. I believe in him. I trust in him. But I go on living my own way.
我们有这样的想法，我是神的儿女了，我现在呢拥有神要给我的了。那么接下来呢，我已经罪得赦免，我已经拥有所有的耶稣要给我的权益了，所以现在我还是继续过我的日子。
But he called us to be servants.
但是我们的主说不是这样子了。
He had a great plan.
你要成为仆人。
Jesus had a great plan.
那耶稣有他的计划的。
He was to execute that plan with man.
那这个计划要落实到我们人类当中。
We see that one of the last things he said to them was to go.
所以呢，在他离开以前的交代是说你们要去。
And then the next thing he said, into all the world.
而且到去到世界的各个角落。
Don't you think that scared those men?
那对于那十二个、十一个门徒，你觉得他们心里面会不会慌呢？
They walked where they went.
他们呢，走到哪里？那时候只有走路哈。那走到哪里算到哪里。
If they were lucky, they had a camel or a donkey.
顶多是有一只驴子，或是我有一只骆驼可以骑。
And he's saying to them, you go into all the world.
但是耶稣竟然说去到世界的各个角落。
And give the gospel to every
有一个任务要把这个福音传到世界各个角落的每一个人。
Now because he said preach, we suddenly say that's not me. I'm not a preacher.
啊，当妈咪用那个讲道宣讲的这个字眼的时候，你说哦，那不再讲我，因为我不是一个讲员。
But he wasn't talking about a person. He was talking about a method.
那他的意思是说，这个讲是一个方法。那么你要去对人讲
preach is to herald, preach is to tell.
啊，所谓的这个 preach 这个字，我们会翻成讲道，事实上就是去告诉对方。
And he said to every creature.
而且是每一个人。
Now this was his plan.
那这个是耶稣的计划。
He brought salvation and forgiveness to man.
救恩跟这个饶恕都已赦罪，从耶稣已经给我们了。
He showed them how to live.
他也做了一个模范，让我们看到说人该怎么活着。
He showed them how to love.
他也告诉我们该怎么相爱。
He showed them how to have them abuse you. And for the gospel's sake, he showed us all of that.
当我们被藐视、被伤害的时候，他给我们做的榜样，该怎么样来回应？
He never.Lied to his disciples or to his followers.
耶稣是从来不会欺骗他跟他的人的。
He didn't say, "Now, if you become part of the kingdom, you're going to have a wonderful life."
所以呢，他绝对不会跟你说，如果你成为神的子民的话，你的人生非常的美好。
You see, that's where we get it mixed up with the Old Testament.
有时候呢，我们会把旧约跟新约混淆了。
Now, God had an altogether different.A form or different scheme for the Old Testament, and he said, "If you do my will and listen to me, you will be wealthy. You'll be rich. Others will see that I am God."
旧约的时候呢，是神对他的子民特别的应许，就如果你听从我的话，我就赐福给你，地也好，或者是你的四周围的丰富也好，这是对于他的子民的一个这个在世上的一个应许。
But Jesus didn't tell.
但是耶稣到新约的时候不是这样讲的。
You want to follow me?
跟随我。
You will be beaten.
可能会遭受到
鞭打。You'll be taken before the courts.
你或许呢会被带到公堂。
Not a very pleasant thing. Do you think you would want a job if your boss said this is what I have for you?
如果你的老板告诉你你的工作是这样子的话，是这样子，以后会没有什么，会怎么样的话，你还愿意要这个工作吗？
You'd be backing out the door before that you could get the.
还没有讲完，你可能就溜掉了。
But Jesus was very honest with us. He was saying, now we're going to build the kingdom.
耶稣是很诚实的。他说现在我们要一起来建造神的国度。
So actually, when you accept Jesus Christ,
所以当你接受耶稣的时候，
you become a kingdom builder.
所以你成为一个天国的建造者。
And we're going to notice how this kingdom is formed. How this wonderful, what God has, Jesus has given to us, how we can go out into all the world.
所以今天我们要来了解一下耶稣这个计划，这个天国被建造起来是包含哪些，怎么样可以达到世界的各个角落每一个人。
So we see then that as they were starting out and as they look back to see what he had given to them, we see that he had told them that I want you to do various jobs. I want you not just to be a preacher, a proclaimer, a teacher, to be one that disciples all together. He has called in those for that. But that group is relatively small. But the rest of us, he has called us to other things. You know, there was a time when the church began to grow and there became more and more of them. And they had diverse people there, some from one place, some from another. And they had, and you know, like we are, oh my, that's us. They began to dispute. They began to say, you're taking care of your people better than you're taking care of us. Oh, I'm sorry, you're there.
整个都忘记了。好，当时候呢，耶稣呢只有十二个门徒，所以呢，那十二个门徒就到一个结果，就后来都去建立教会，都去传讲，对不对？好像都成了传道人。可是后来你发现，这个得救的人越来越多了，神的教会，神的这个国度里面，不是只有这些传讲的人，还要有很多管理各方面的。所以后来就产生一个问题，这些人呢，专心的在祈祷传道，可是后来就忽略了对于一些人的服事就有怨言出来了，因为有很多语言的人，有很多的这些啊，以前不是这个背景的，他们就有一些需要没有被满足。
So the disciples said, well, listen, group, it's no use of us to leave our praying and studying and that type of thing. Let's get a group of people that will take care of those needs. So they chose 7 of them.
那么这个使徒们呢，他们知道说我们的任务就是要好好的专注在祈祷传道，可是不是只有这些，所以他们就选了7位所谓的执事要出来服侍其他他们没有服侍到的层面。
They got men of honorable report and full of the Holy Spirit.
那这些人是有好名声的，是有圣灵充满的，是大家所共认的，说可以出来啊做这个服侍的。
So they were appointed unto the business end of the church.
所以他们基本上这些执事呢是要做管理，因为人很多，事情很多，要做管理的工作，也是服侍。
So we see that God is beginning now to show us through His Spirit how He wants His church to go out into all the world.
所以现在呢，神要光照我们，让我们知道说我们如何能够在这么多的层面里面来建立他的国度，来服侍到各个角落的人。
We see that one of the things that he wants us to do is to take up what he was given when he came here.
那所谓的服侍就是我们从耶稣或从门徒接手，继续的来做以前做他要我们做的事情。
So we see that in the Word of God, this is what it talked about what Jesus came to do.
那这也是耶稣来要完成要做的，他已经做过的。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel, to herald it, to get from in front of people and tell them about it.
那基本上呢，耶稣那个时候也告诉我们说，神的灵浇灌他的身上，要传那个好的福音给这个穷人，要让这个被辖制的得到释放。他也是这样在做这些事情。
And then he went on to say that he has sent to heal the brokenhearted.
然后他也要来医治那伤心的人。
Now, how was the brokenhearted healed many times?
那到底这个伤心的人的心需要多久的医治呢
？We come alongside.
不是一次哈，我们需要陪着他。
We care about that person.
那我们呢，很关心在乎这个人。我们为他祷告。
We help them to see that in us they can see the power of Christ.
然后呢，我们让他每一天这样陪他，让他看到从我们身上的神在我们身上的这个见证，或者是在我们身上所施的能力。
To preach deliverance to the captives.
然后让那些被辖制的可以得到自由。
Well, I'm not sure I was just talking about jail ministry there. I think he was talking about those who are captivated in sin and how he can break them loose from this.
那基本上呢，是说我们能够，我们的身心灵怎么样可以从那个不自由当中被释放。
And often someone that has gone through this
can say
to a person, I know what it was to be held by drink,
by
pornography. I knew what it was to be so addicted to these things that I couldn't help myself. But I know God can help you.
当你本身曾经在这种情况下面有什么恶瘾，比如说酗酒啦，或者是黄色书刊啊，你进入那种被捆绑的状态下面，当你自由之后，你就可以跟这些人陪着他们，告诉他们一个见证，说你可以的，然后也陪着他们知道怎么样走出去。
And God has organizations today that's what they do. They work with all of the addictions, trying to help to see that through the gospel of Jesus.
所以今天有很多基督徒辅导的事工，包括所谓的就是要去帮助那些成瘾的人，各种瘾性瘾各方面都有哈。那他们不是讲道的人，他们不是牧者，或者是牧者，但他们不是在专门在讲道，他们就是在帮助，有点像医治的这样的一个工作。
Then he went on to say, and to recover the sight to the blind.
要打开那瞎眼的人的眼睛。
Now that Jesus did many healings of the blind.
那我们知道耶稣在世上的时候医治很多眼盲的人。
But there's another kind of blindness that is eternal.
但是有一种更黑暗的这个瞎眼。
And that's the blindness of sin and Satan. He says he blinds men's eyes and minds to the things of God.
就是被魔鬼撒旦蒙蔽我们的眼睛，然后里面非常的黑暗，在罪里面。
So maybe somebody in our family that's blind.
或许我们的家里面就有这样的人。
Not physically, but spiritually.
不是我们的肉体上的眼睛看不见，是里面看不见。我们需要为他们祷告。
I try to live the life before them.
我们需要让他们看到我们怎么生活的。
I try to warn them and help them.
我需要警告他们，我需要帮助他们。
Sometimes I'm amazed when I hear about one man in the family got saved.And before the lifetime is over, all the family has been brought in.
那我看到有一些本来是一个很不幸的一个缺陷的一个情况，后来变成全家因为这样子得福得救。我看过这样的。
And many times it's because of that one.
只因为有一个
that lived the life of Christ before them and prayed for them.
他活出耶稣基督要他活的生活样式，然后也一直为他们祷告。
Oh, God has given us such a wonderful privilege to be His servants that can go into all the world, whether it's next door or across the globe.To bring deliverance in these areas.
神给我们多大的权益，让我们可以在我们的家里面，在我们的邻居，在我们的工作场合，在我们所有的所接触的，都可以把福音传出去。
To sit at liberty them that are bruised.
那有时候我们的伤害，主也医治。
Now this.Is the bruising that many of you don't understand?
有时候我们不太理解的里面的伤害
的
这个伤痕。
But it's the bruising of the person inside many times.
是里面有受伤。
Their hurts.
很痛。
The terrible things of the past.
因为
that has bruised them until they built walls that they don't want anybody to touch them.
因为过去受到的伤害，以至于我们会筑起一道墙，把自己关起来，为了保护自己，就这样子就成为一个伤痕在里面，永远没有办法被医治。
This is something that we today call it in the area of counseling.
那之所以有这个辅导，就是在这方面服事。
Caring about people.To be able to help them to be those bruises to be, what shall I say, lifted and opened and the walls tore down in their life.
关心一个曾经受伤害里面呢有伤痕的人，让他可以敞开，然后呢就好像我们消炎一样，让他可以整个都可以倾泻出来，然后呢重新能有一个健康的这样的人生。
I've seen it time after time in China.
我看到太多，特别是在中国的看到过这样的例子。
I think about one of our leaders today that's working and it's one of the leaders in the church.
那特别是我想到有一位教会的领导一个弟兄，他本来是你看到。 就觉得很可悲。
His wife felt like I think that he just didn't know how to do much of anything.
他的妻子也轻视他，觉得他好像做不了什么。
But one day he opened to me and told me about his past.
有一天他就敞开他的心，告诉我过去他是怎么样的成长背景。
And we worked through it together.
我就陪着他一起为他祷告，一起来帮助他。
I remember the day he came and said, "Sister Schwartz, I'm free now."I feel free.
后来他就来跟妈咪说呢，我已经自由了，我真的是被释放了。
He is one of those that is one of the leaders in the church.
那现在他已经是一个教会的领袖了。
Oh, I could tell you time. I could tell you many others.
我可以这样的事情很多。
This thing is a tremendous thing in the lives of so many people. Do you know what it is to grow up as a child and be beaten? Your mother's under drugs. Your dad's an alcoholic.Do you know what that does to you inside?
当一个孩子在成长的背景当中，家里面
how they need those of God's people
有暴力
not the psychologist that tells you
不正常的这些情况的时候，对一个孩子的伤害是多大
My friend told me when the psychologist told one of the men that was drinking heavily, he was an addict.You've got to take care of number one. You've got to take care of number one. That's how you face it.
我讲的不是这个所谓的心理学，我讲的是说我们的心里面的伤害需要能够被医治。那现在呢？啊，世上有一种说法，把你自己的价值提高啊，来好好的活出你自己。所以呢，以前怎么样自卑没关系，现在呢，你好好的把自己当做最重要的。现在的这种人所谓的人文就是这样的一个说法。
That's not what they need.
他们不是需要这样子的。
They need God.
他们需要神。
We may talk to them, but we talk to them about the one that can bring peace and joy and love to the heart.
接着我们把这一位可以给他们平安喜乐的这一位神就介绍给他。
We love them. We listen to them.
当然我们要爱他，我们要听他讲话。
We try to help lead them out of it.
我们要帮助他能够走出他的那些黑暗。
I remember a woman came. She was a businesswoman. She looked really fancy and she came, but she had such burdens on her heart.
曾经有一个啊。就是一个女性来找妈咪哈，然后她呢穿着非常的非常体面，然后呢她来带着一个好像也是很成功的这样的一个形象来，但是呢她却心情却很沉重，她就跟妈咪讲。
And she prayed.
后来她就跟妈咪一起祷告。
And I remember when she stopped praying.
我记得当她在祷告的时候
her face was shining.
她的脸在发光。
And she said, "Now I know somebody loves me."
她说我终于知道。我是有人爱的，我是有神，有一位神爱我。
Do you know how many people in China and America and Russia and all over the world that doesn't think anybody loves them?
你知道有多少人，不管在哪一个国家，不管是美国、中国，或者是苏俄或各个角落，有多少人不知道他是被神所爱的，他是被爱的。
I can tell some of them, but you know there's somebody that loves you and never leaves you.
因为过去的经验从来没有感受到有人爱我，但是因为有神的缘故，让他开始从这里开始说，我确定有神爱我。
So you see the nature of a ministry is to serve. Wherever we are, in whatever capacity God puts us.
这个啊，我们在所谓的事工里面的服事，就是愿意以一个仆人的形象来服侍对方，来伺候对方，来帮助对方。
So you say I can't do anything.
或许你说我好像什么都不会做。
I can't talk very good, neither can Moses.
我有时候我讲话也讲不太好，摩西也跟你一样哈。
You go, we say I don't have any talents.
好像我也没有什么很明显的才能。
Oh, you do.
你是有的。
They're hidden, they're buried.
只是你藏起来。
And not only that, the wonderful Holy Spirit said, "I will come to you, and I will give you gifts."
而且圣灵答应我们，我要把恩赐分给你。
I will give you gifts that you can use to reach and serve me.
如果神要你做的，他就会给你恩赐，让你去做。
So he named out those gifts that he could give.
所以在
of help,
圣经里面有很多恩赐。圣灵按他的意思分给我们有帮助的。
So in every he named the gifts, you look them up in the Word in the Corinthians, and you'll see the gifts that he gives us. And as we use those gifts, they get better and better and better.
这个哥林多前书十二章，如果你说你没有恩赐，去看一下里面你是哪一个哪一项的。他说呢，当我们去用我们的恩赐的时候，越用越老练，越用越好。
So now he equips us as servants.
所以呢，神不但要我们成为仆人，而且还给我们装备，我们给我们工具当仆人。
You say I can't do much more than cook. I'm a good cook.
或许你说我会，我只会做饭。
But have you ever thought how your cooking can reach the hearts of people?
但是你知道吗？这个饭直接就到人的这个胃里面去，喂饱多少人？
We in America
安慰多少的人心呢
？We in America say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
美国有一种说法就是说呢，如果你要赢得丈夫的心，男人的心，就是喂饱他的肚子。
And you know what? Actually, and don't laugh at that because many a marriage is broken up and hurt because a wife won't cook, she won't take care of the house.
你知道吗？看过一些婚姻是因为妻子不好好做饭给丈夫吃呢，所以他只好到外面去吃饭啊，是因为这样子破裂的。
But even that, you know, sometimes we can bake something, we can take something to a new neighbor, to another neighbor. You can begin to know them, and as you know them, and they accept you, and you become their friends, before long, you can talk intimately to them, and many times win them for Jesus.
如果你是那位很会用你的手，或者做菜，或做饭，或者是做饼各方面的哈，你可以把你的拿手的东西带着去邻居，给那些需要的人去探望他，因为这样就传达一份你最能给的，而且传达你的爱。到后来，你会赢得他到主的面前。
Our authority is submission to God.
我们所谓的这个啊，能够有这样子的一个权利呢，事实上就是在于我们有没有降服在神的面前，我们能不能做这样的事，看我们有没有啊降服在神的面前。
You see, this is one of the things you have to face when you say, "Oh God, I want to be your servant."I want to build the kingdom. I want to get us ready for glory. This is one of the first things you have to start doing.
所以当你说，哎呀，我正现在开始天国的国民开始要做妈咪讲的这些哈，那我要成为啊神的有用的啊这个工具哈，或者是器皿哈。但是第一件事情，先降服在神的面前。
We look at it and say, well, you know, I'd rather not do that.
光是这个降服，可能我们就放弃了。
Every year when I was young, we used to go to what we call camp meeting. It's for 10 days.
我年轻的时候会参加一种十天的这个营会。
So you went to an area where there was a big building, tabernacle with all kinds of little cottages, and for 10 days you were there listening to sermons and fellowshipping and wonderful time.
这个十天的营会呢，啊，非常的棒哈，因为它在里面有各种节目、各种讲道哈，然后呢，你可以在那里过十天，都在听这些真理。
Now my mother was a minister of that district.
那啊，我妈妈是那个营会里面的一个服侍的人，一个同工。
So most of the time, ministers would have to do some of the work around there, you know.
所以这个啊，他是身为这个营会的同工，所以他需要管理一些事情。
I remember one of the first things, maybe it was early in my mother's time, but they gave her the bathroom.
那第一次她去接受这个任务的时候，是接到要清厕所。
So for 10 days, she had to keep the bathrooms clean.
十天她需要维持这个厕所卫生间的干净。
I don't know if maybe the devil started to work on her, you know, bathrooms.
我不晓得她有没有为了这个事情挣扎过，叫我去清厕所。
My mother said, I said in my heart, I'm going to make this the nicest place I can.
我妈妈说呢，
so she started to get everything fixed.
她说呢，我要把这个厕所呢
it, you know, I don't know, she probably put up curtains or something. I'm going to do the very best. So I'm sure she would rather not have been doing that for 10 days.
我们凭良心讲，可能我妈妈从来没有自己要找厕所的这个工作。但是呢，我不晓得她怎么样。但是我知道，我妈妈立了一个志愿，说啊，我今天接到这个任务，我就要把它做得非常出色。所以她就开始布置厕所，放了花啊，放了可能也放了香精，她要把它这十天呢弄得非常好。
So sometimes we have our own agenda.
有时候我们有自己的计划。
Now, Lord, I've always wanted to be this.
主啊，我很想做这个。我想啊，成为医生。
Now, many times doctors would like you to feel that they are doing this out of humane feeling. They want to help people. Lots of times, but they like the money too.
那我们知道，医生会想要帮助病人，没有错。但是一方面呢，也想用这个来赚钱。
So if I have that job, you know, Lord, I can take care of my family. You don't even need, I don't need you to take care of my
所以呢，一举两得，一方面可以帮助人，一方面我可以好好的自己养家。
But sometimes God takes our agenda and He just turns it upside down. And we find ourselves doing things that we never thought we would do, but so satisfied.
那或许呢，你这样的计划呢，全盘计划交到神那边去的时候，他把你就整个翻转过来，好像重新帮你编排了哈。那或许你说，哎呀，都被打乱了。可是到后来，你发现神的计划对你最好。
You know, there's only one purpose for ministry.
对于这个事工本身只有一个目的。
It's not to build our own little kingdom.
不是在建造我们自己的领域，
我们自己的国度。Without judging, I'm afraid there are many, even in the spirit.Christian world is building their own little kingdom.
我恐怕甚至在这个基督教的这样的一个领域里面呢，有很多人是在建造自己的这个国度。
You know, Billy Graham was at my, during my years and after that, was one of the greatest evangelists. He preached to more people than any evangelist has ever done.
我们都知道这个格里汉牧师呢，是在当代呢一个对最多人啊布道过的一个讲员。
One day he and his treasurer on an elevator.
那有一次他跟一个管钱的人刚好在一个电梯里面。
And he said, a man turned to me and said, you're Billy Graham, aren't you?
那人很惊讶说你就是格里汉牧师啊。
And he said, yes, I'm Billy Graham.
他说是的。
He said, oh, you're a great man.
他说哇你真伟大。
Billy Graham said to him, no, I'm not a great man.
他说我不是。
I have a great
我不伟大。
Message.
只是我有。一个很伟大的信息传给人。
He was giving glory to God.
他把这个荣耀转给神。
And everything we do, we give glory to God.
不管你做什么事做得好不好，都是在荣耀神。即使不好也有不好的，你顺服的这个荣耀神。
Some of you sometimes feel it's very hard to take care of a parent that's sick or that's getting to the age they're feeble.
有时候我们要照顾老人家不容易，要照顾一个生病的人是不容易的。
And there were times that I was stressed under it.
那有一次呢，我在照顾我的父母亲的时候，我很压力很大。
Because mother and I never really build a relationship of conversation.
因为我跟我妈妈之间的对话不多，所以不是很亲。
So as I was doing it, I remember one day as I was feeling this andSomething said to me, Lord, or I said to the Lord, Lord, I'm going to do this for your glory.
那有一天呢，因为我在很累的时候，我就跟主说，主啊。
Everything I do, I'm going to do it for your glory.
因为我认定凡事我做的都要荣耀你。
Gave me that strength and ability to go on.
所以主啊，今天我服侍在我妈妈身上的，就是在服侍你。
Why don't you just put your mother in a home? I said, oh,
这个再给我一个动力往前。
No, I'm not putting her in a home.
很多人建议我说，你就把她放在养老院吧。
I was doing it not for the glory of Swartz. For people to say, oh, you're wonderful. One man did tell me that.
因为我的
You're wonderful taking care of your mother.
我也不需要人家来跟我说，哎呦，你怎么那么棒，可以照顾你妈妈。美国人不常这样做。
I did it for the glory of the Lord.
但是我从心里面就说我如果做。
And when you're in there wiping off the tables, in there cleaning up at lunchtime.When you're sweeping the floor,
当我们在这个餐厅擦桌子、扫地、做饭或者清厕所
，you're doing it not just for people, not just for the pastor or the leaders. You're doing it to glorify God.
你不是只有为人做，
you know,
而是为了神的荣耀而做。
If you give a prophet a cup of cold water,
在圣经里面说，如果你给一个先知、一个公、一个传道人一点点冷水，你会跟那一个传道人得同样的赏赐。
We do it for the glory of God.
所以不管你做什么，为主而做，为他的荣耀而做。
God will bless it, and many times He uses that as stepping stones.
那很多时候
for other things as He wants to use you.
很多时候或许你从很好像你自己感觉很微小的事情哦，他说呢，这个变成你的一个踏脚石，好，就继续的要建造更多的这样这些是不是
？Now some of us have abilities. Some of us actually, you know, when we have an accountant, we have a wonderful accountant, handsome fellow.
你看我们这里有各种专业哈，我们有。
We have good leaders.I really respect these young men because they came with the things that they were doing and working for the church with them.
我们有各种恩赐，这个教会需要各种恩赐一起来建造。
But you know, there's really only two tools.
但是只有两种工具。
Because we can work in the church and it'd be just like working at work.
因为我们很容易把在教会做事情跟在外面做事情等同来看。但是我们只有 两个工具都一样的。一个是神的话。
The other is prayer.
一个是祷告。
And so as we work and lift up our heart and maybe it seems like it's, but Lord, I'm so grateful and I want you to help our church. I want us to become spiritual. So as we're doing all of these other jobs, our heart is yearning that our church will become a Holy Spirit-filled church that can go out and reach those of the world.
你看到人的需要为他祷告，你看到自己的需要为自己祷告，你看到教会的需要为教会祷告，这样的话，这个教会就有圣灵的工作，让他可以出去，可以他接触到外面的这个世界。
And the privilege of ministry is growth.
我们服侍的时候，一个很大的权益是你越服侍越成长。
The more we pray,
你越祷告。
The more we read His word,
你越服侍，你越念他的话语。
We begin to grow in the graces of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你就越在基督里能够成长。
It's so wonderful.
是很奇妙很棒的。
It's so good to look back and say, you know,
当你回首看以前的时候
I wouldn't have acted that way one other time.
我曾经
I would have told them off. I would have let them know what I think.
以前的那个时候我可能一下就
But now the Lord has helped you to just keep
就去劝诫他了。但是后来我就慢慢学到说我应该怎么样。什么时候才说什么时候不说。
Yes, those are the things we grow in. We grow in grace.
我就成长一个阶段就变成好像说我有这个智慧该怎么做该怎么说。
We grow in the things of God.
我们在神的事里面在神的能力里面在成长。
Oh, that's what's so wonderful about the Christian life.
所以基督徒的生命是很奇妙的。
You say the good, you know, when you're a Christian, well, God's going to bring everything your way.He's going to allow a lot of things in our way, and it's got to be something we're going to like.
我信了主，什么都是我的，什么都会很好的话，刚好相反，可能神会拿掉。
As we serve Him and live and love, we grow in the things of grace.
那神的目的就是要把你一些像整土一样，该拿掉的拿掉，然后呢，让你可以成长，成丰盛的生命。当我回首的时候，我看到这是我们的权益。
And I see times when I thought this was terrible.
有时候回顾一下过去，实在是很糟糕。
But God brought me through it and taught.
但是神却教着我，陪着我，带着我走过，成长到今天这个地步。
You know, Sue Lynn and I were talking. She questions me down to the nth degree.
每一次她带我来教的时候，她就有很多问题要问我。
We just have talks and talks, but she asked me about.Why doesn't God just heal you, Sister Schwartz?
那有时候他问我说，为什么上帝就不医治你的问题呢？他有身体上的问题。
And I told her, I said, sometimes because sickness with God's grace is more beautiful.
他说呢，因为当我有软弱的时候，神给我更多的恩典。这个恩典呢，比这个被医治、比健康更甘甜。
When I think about when I talked to you many times about the cancer, it was like God was so real. I was so happy. I was so joyful. God just took me through that. Now, He may not take other things, but He did for me.
在疗程当中
Because when I was
pretty sure
I had it, I just looked up and I said, Now, Lord, you're going to have to take me through this.
因为我告诉他说你要陪我走过这一段
I don't have the strength.
我没有力量可我没有那种力量可以面对这个问题。你知道吗？那个恩典哈，那个时候神的同在，太美了。他知道怎么样对你最好。那他知道怎么样造就我们更像耶稣基督。这个做事情的能力、全能，不是你自己，是圣灵。
It's Him. I know it.You know, sometimes in China, when I was dealing with somebody with, that they had this problem or something, God would open up the thing to me.
这一点非常，我非常清楚，在中国的时候，
常常。And I would say, well, this is what, and they would look at me, that's it,
有这种体验，神会给我智慧，让我看到那个人的问题，来帮助他可以解决。
I didn't even know that. I told you about the time one woman came, and it was nighttime, and I was tired, and we were trying to talk to her, and I could see she was just stubbornly no, 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 you know. And I'm sitting there praying, Lord, send her home, send her home, please send her home.
我其实有很多时候我都不懂哈，但是有一个例子我讲过。
I was tired. She wasn't listening.
有一次我很累了，然后对方来一直讲他的事，他又不听我讲。
God gave me something. I said it to her.And it broke her heart.
所以我就跟神说：“神啊，让他回家吧，送他回家吧。我也累了，我要睡觉了。”哈。
It's the power of God.
但是在那个时候，他呼求神的时候，神给他
光照
他问一个问题。
All of this is good because He can bring it out of us when we put it in us, and He will use it. But it's His power that makes the difference.
他要用你成为一个器皿，你要成为他的出口。但是呢，这个让这个事情可以成全。可以有效果的是在神的灵，不是我们自己。所以刚才是说，因为这样呢，他就有后来问一个问题，那个人的问题就解决了。所以那是神，他说那是神，不是我。
At last, we come to the part we had an example.
我们有一个最好的榜样。
I love that.
我非常喜欢有榜
样。I never was good in math.
我的
I didn't like math.
数学不好。
I wasn't Chinese.
我不是中国人。
And I didn't like math.
因为中国人数学很棒，我也不喜欢。我不了解。
And lots of times they give you an exam, they just put the answer down, and they say, well, that's how you get. How did they get that?
他们给你一个饭题，就跟你说就这样，然后你就要学。
They just told me how they had gotten that.
他们可不可以告诉我说这个怎么会到这个，那个怎么到那一个？
That's why I like a model.
所以我很喜欢有一个榜
样 This is how you do it, Schwartz. You know? This is the way you do it.
你看，你跟着我一步一步这样走的。
Jesus was our model.
耶稣就是我们的榜样。
His eyes were open to see needs.
耶稣一直在看我们有什么需要。
He saw the ones that were He saw the ones that were hurting, the ones that were blind.
他看到你的伤害。
There were big crowds.
他也看到那些眼睛瞎盲的人，看不到真理的人。他看到需要。
He looked. He saw Nicodemus.
他看到那个尼哥底母。
Way up in the tree. As he walked by.
Zacchaeus.
Oh, Zacchaeus. Sorry. Well, you know, there's a lot of people in the Bible.
他看到撒该在树上，我想尼哥底母没有在树上。
But anyway, he saw Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus up in a tree.
撒该是在树上，
他在地上走。Most of us are like this.
我们当走过去不会去看树上，但是耶稣却看到撒该在树上。
We're not looking right. We're not looking left. We got what we want to do, and we're gone. We don't know anything about anything.
有时候我们的眼睛就直视看到我们要做的，其他都没有看到。
But not Jesus.
但是耶稣不是这样。
He looked for the needy.
他总是在搜寻，看着我们的需要。他看到撒该太需要他。
Changed Zacchaeus.
他改变了撒该。
We need to start looking around us.
我们要开始。
People many times are not going to come to you.
敏锐到四周围的需要。
But as you come and say, you know, how you doing?
你不要期待人家来找你，而是你要主动的。
People recognize you, see them, and love them, and care about them, the more they will trust.
当你看到有人有需要，去问候他一下，他或许就这样子能够跟你建立起关系，然后得到你的帮助。
Jesus' heart was prepared to what? To love them.
那耶稣的心就是总是有爱，要去爱他接触的人。
Did you ever see anybody that wasn't lovable?
有没有碰过一些不可爱的人呢？我是有。
Very hard to love.
那很难去爱他。
And it has taken the grace of God that has given you that love in your heart.
就是需要神的恩典帮助我们做我们做不到的，就是爱我们不能爱的。
Now, He didn't give you passion. That's
what they call love
today.
叫你要有热情。
He gives you a deep desire to help, to care about them.
神没有叫你去对人是一种激情感情，不是，而是叫你能够关心去爱他。
That's why some of them of our people are in different areas working with people.
那就是为什么有多少的啊这种服侍事工或服侍，比如说像啊这个杨长老还有贾华姐，他们就特别关注到那些跨文化的婚姻的难处。所以呢，就这样子，一年再一年的啊，越来越多的帮助他们事工。
She would have class. She would have them come. She cooked for them. Why? because she saw
做饭也好,
the need and went beyond just seeing it
关心也好,
and found a way to meet the need.
传福音也好, 都是在看到他们的需要, we need
more people like that in this kingdom.
更多像这样的, 弟兄姐妹, 看到人家的需要。
And the last thing, he strove to please his father.
最后我们看到耶稣有一个动机, 就是要
he said, I didn't do anything that my father didn't will.
让神, 让他的天父能够喜悦。
And deep inside of us, we're going home to heaven.
我们有一天是要回家的。
And we love the Lord, we love God.
我们都爱主, 对不对? 我们很爱神, 我们也期待。
And when you love somebody, you strive to please them.
那当你爱对方的时候, 你就会有想要让对方喜悦, 做对方喜欢的。
Chosen by God.
我们是被神拣选的。
To do his, build his kingdom.
而且是要来建造他的国度。
Are we build, are we kingdom builders?
我们是一个建筑师吗?
Some of you are going to have all of the wealth and everything you want just here, just for a little time.
如果你拥有很多, 但是只能在世上,
you know how many people I've, that have money that have great problems worrying about it, keeping it safe, keeping people from trying to get it from them.
就像你拥有这么多, 你还要 用胆战心惊的去保护他，去怎么样管理他？你要用很多精神来保护这些带不走的东西。
And then many times we have that longing, that dissatisfaction in our heart.
所以你就发现呢，哎，我心里有一种不满足。That's
because
如果只为了这些,
there's something in us that wants God.
那表示说你里面需要渴慕的是神。
Satan has blinded you, but it's there.
即使魔鬼想要来蒙蔽我们, 可是呢, 那个不满足, 继续的追, 追求, 就是神。
Time's up. I gotta stop. I just had one illustration.
Okay.
Okay. There was a young man named William Borden. Now, he, when he graduated from high school, he was an heir to the Borden Milk Company. Do you know that company which made all the milk and ice cream? They're a very big, big company.
曾经有一个叫William的人呢, 他, 是, 拥有, 拥有吗?
They're millionaires.
这个一个公司,
you know,
那个牛奶公司,
millionaires.
就是这个乳制品的公司。
And for his graduation gift, they gave him a trip around the world.
那, 在他高中毕业的时候呢, 他得到一个礼物, 就是他可以去旅游。
But as he went around the world, he didn't notice all the beautiful things. He began to see people hungry.
但他在这个旅游的当中呢, 他看到的不是,
everywhere he went.
只是只有这些风景, 他看到是各个地方的人, 他们的需要是什么?
So he wrote home and he said, Dad, I have to tell you this. I'm going to give my life preparing for the mission fields.
那他回去跟他爸爸说呢, 我要告诉你我以后要做什么, 他虽然他们家很有钱, 他说爸爸, 我要准备我自己做一个宣教士。
During his college years at Yale, he started a little Bible study.
在耶鲁大学里面, 他有一个小小的查经班。
So as he went on in this Bible study, it began to grow.
这个查经班,
the first year, it ended up with 150 of the freshmen studying the Bible. And then, by the time of his senior year, there was 1,000 of the Yale students that were studying the Bible. And he said, he was
studying the Bible.
And he said, he had a calling to a little place in China.
他就有一个呼召说他想, 他的呼召是要到中国, 一个小小的地方。
So he began to prepare for that.
他就开始预备他要去中国。
But then he wrote two words in the back of his Bible.
他就写了两个字, 在他的圣经上写了两个字。
No retreat. And then he went on. And we see that as he prepared and as he traveled, he
okay,
went to...
Wait. No retreat.
Yes, no retreat.
没有后悔。 没有回头, 不回头, 不回头, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. At first, when he was in school, he had said, after he was with the Bible schools and had these studies, rather, he said, no reserve. He wasn't holding back. Whatever God wanted him to do, he was going to do it.
所以, 不回头, 不保留。
So then he went and he after he got out of school, he decided to go to a place in the Arab country where he could learn some of the language that he wanted to get.
那后来他就到了一个阿拉伯，讲阿拉伯语，他去学一些阿拉伯语，阿拉伯语的那个国家去学阿拉伯语。
And he wrote in his Bible, "No retreat."
一样的，就写这两个字，说我不会回头。
And when he was there just a while, I forget how long it was. I mean, it was within a month.
大概在那里一个月。
He died with spinal meningitis.
那竟然因为犯病而死。
But the last two words he put in his Bible was, "No regrets."
那最后的两个字是没有悔恨，没有悔恨，没有后悔。
So you see, this is what we have to say.
这是我们希望。
No reserves, no retreat.
不回头
and no regrets.
不会后悔
God bless you.
神赐福每一位